follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet.
Actually, you got to tell the truth.
What?
It's afternoon here.
Correct.
I was good morning because I was talking to the people out west.
And good evening is for the people over in Europe.
In the east. Right?
And good morning to Cheryl in Hong Kong. And maybe, Christian, you're still with her. Good morning to all our friends out there.
Right.
Welcome to Being Here.
Our radio show that's about discovering how to be present in the current moment of your life, rather than working on yourself as though you're somehow defective or deficient.
And if you let go of the idea that you're defective and deficient, boy, what a great friend you will be.
And today's program is on?
Friendship.
Amazing.
Have you noticed?
No.
Shy and I finish each other's sentences.
We do.
Please include it.
Okay.
Here we go.
So, first thing that we always talk about is
listening.
And why we talk about listening is because many people think they listen, but what they do is think rather than listen. And so we want to talk about how to get the most out of this program, how to get the most out of your life, and it is really by listening. You know, it reminds me of a time that we were in Australia. Western
mm-hmm.
Australia, and we were at a friend's meditation center there, and one of the people that worked for her, who did embroidery for her, came in one morning, and our friend asked us if we would speak with this woman because she was very worried about her life, and she was thinking that she was poor, and she didn't have enough money, and she wanted to find out how to make more money. And so in Western Australia, they have some, at least at the time of the year we were there, they have some most incredible fruit, strawberries that were huge,
but
you know.
Not only were they huge, they tasted and
smelled like strawberries.
Oof.
Like the real old, you know, pick-in-the-garden strawberries, and they were just magnificent. And I said to this lady, why don't you have a strawberry? And she said, no, I must speak to you about how I can make more money. And I said, but really, slow down, have a strawberry, and then we'll talk about it. No, I don't want a strawberry.
Do you like strawberries?
She says, oh, I love strawberries. I said, well, have one. She says, no, this is much more important. You see, if you're going somewhere, you'll miss these magnificent strawberries called your life.
And when you're going somewhere, you tend to be hard on yourself.
And if you have an agenda, you don't listen to anything that doesn't seem to apply to that agenda.
And that really is not very friendly to you.
Or to anybody that you're interacting with, because you're not really there when you're with them.
If we're going to talk about friendship, we really, really need to speak about your relationship with yourself first, because everything else extrapolates out from that. And if you are listening to your internal conversation about what you need to do, how you could be better, about how you wish you would have done something different in the past, then you're not actually here to listen to your friends, to listen to your environment.
You know, that's very interesting, because Monday night, we did Monday Night Alive, and at the end of Monday Night Alive, a person who had been there for the first time came up to us and was talking about how she procrastinates and how she wishes she had done things in a more timely way earlier in her life, and that would have supported her now. And she was being so hard on herself that the idea that you could have done your life differently than you did keeps you from being in the current moment of your life.
She was lovely young woman, but I think it would have been very challenging to be her friend because there was no way you could connect in with her and to invest in her as if she had value and meaning and purpose right now, just as she was, because she was so consumed with her ideas about her faults.
So let's talk about our approach. It is not psychotherapeutic. We're not going to try to change or fix anyone. It's really about getting into the current moment of your life. And then, if you actually can get into the current moment of your life, you have no faults. Because in the current moment of your life, you could only be exactly as you are, and that is the definition of perfection. In the dictionary, if you look up perfect, it would say complete, whole, lacking no component parts, immutable. That means not changeable. And if you're in this current moment, you're perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. Unless you are telling yourself a story from your history, from the story of your life, which has followed you around through time and dictated your future because you see life through that story. And where our approach is not psychotherapeutic, as I said, it's anthropological. Listening to hear what someone is saying from their point of view, rather than seeing whether you agree or disagree, and that's difficult for most of us, will pull you into the current moment. If you get into the current moment, your life transforms as a byproduct of being here. That's why the name of the show is Being Here.
Well, we tend to come at this from all different angles, and being here really is the overall umbrella. If you're being here, everything takes care of itself.
If you're really where you are, life is this unfolding, and it's easy, and it's effortless, and you get everything done that you need to get done. But if you're worrying about how the future's going to turn out, you're not really in the current moment of your life, so you become much less effective or efficient or satisfied even.
I have to imagine there's at least some people who are listening to this show today who are finding themselves in the midst of some of life's challenges, in that you don't think everything is okay with you or okay with your life. And if that's the case, it's simply a matter of the fact that you are resisting something or some aspect of yourself.
Right, it's not going the way you would prefer.
So let's look at those three principles of instantaneous transformation. They're a great foundation and framework for being able to be your own best friend. The first principle is this: anything you resist will persist. It's going to grow stronger. It'll dominate your life. So if there's some aspect about your life that you don't like,
say no to, disagree with.
So, for example, this gal on Monday night, what she was disagreeing with was the fact that she was not yet employed and that she hadn't found a job yet. And yet, I find that her being consumed with that on Monday night had her be less than friendly, had her actually her way of being discouraged anybody who was a potential employer from being there for her.
Because she couldn't follow simple instructions. She had to do it her way.
So, for example, we always suggest people don't take notes at Mondays. What happens is really about getting in sync with the moment, not picking and choosing the things that you are important and making notes about them. And so we suggested she doesn't take notes, or nobody takes notes, and she promptly got out her notepad and started scribbling. And if I were sitting next to her
as a potential employer,
I would not hire her. She was very obviously not somebody who could follow instructions. And by the way, her friend who came with her sat there feeling very, very uncomfortable. She didn't know how to be honest with her friend for fear of not being liked. So the first principle is anything you disagree with, you resist, you fight, you don't want.
Persist.
It follows you around.
Ariel had a really good analogy for this yesterday. She said, if you go to the gymnasium and you resist, you do resistance exercises, your muscles get bigger and stronger. And anything that you resist gets bigger and stronger.
Great. So that's the first principle. Second principle is, in any given moment, you can only be exactly as you are.
That means right now, you can only be exactly where you are and how you are, feeling what you're feeling, thinking what you're thinking. Your circumstances, physical circumstances can only be what they are. Your emotional circumstances can only be what they are. Your whole life, your posture, everything in the moment of now can only be what it is.
And each moment, as Shia was saying earlier, is perfect.
And it's unique.
By the way, for those of you who listened to our show last week, we got our electricity back late on Sunday night. And we couldn't have gotten it back a moment before we did. We were in the dark, and then we were in the light. And each moment is perfect. You can only be exactly where you are and how you are in any given moment.
The third principle is, anything that you allow to be will allow you to be. Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is without trying to fix it or change it will allow you to be free of any constraints from that thing that you're allowing. So if you resist something, it dominates your life. If you allow it to be the way it is, it completes itself. Because you're not adding energy for or against. And everything in our universe needs energy to survive.
I have a game that I play sometimes on my Kindle called Any Word. And what it is it's a game where you get a scrambled set of letters, and then you build three-letter words, four-letter words, five-letter words, and then the longest word is a six-letter word. And then as you move up through the levels, there are four-letter words, five-letter, up to seven- or eight-letter words. So you take the letters and you unscramble them and you create words with them. And sometimes when I'm looking at it, I absolutely cannot see anything else. And if I resist that and try and fix it and try and make it better, all I do is get frustrated. But when I put the game away, when I remind myself the game is about recreation, it's about fun, when I put that away and I let myself relax and open it up, say, the next day or the day after, sometimes I am so surprised that the words that were so elusive jump out at me and I see the missing words in the scrambled letters. And I really think that it's a lot like that with a lot of the things that we're working on in our lives. So, for instance, with this young gal on Monday, had she let alone this, quote, problem of lack of having a job, solutions might come to her.
Would have come to her during the course of the evening, because we talked about so many things that would have supported her in finding a job.
So today, as you look at what's possible for you, don't work on your problems. See if you can just be here without an agenda to get ahead or get different, but just be here.
See if you can just listen to the show to hear what's being said, not to work on yourself,
but just
what we talk about.
Be friends with us. We'll be friendly with you. You'll be friendly with us, but we have to take a break now. So, but we'll be back shortly, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Hey, we're excited about something.
Okay.
We're excited that all our books, all three books, are actually working on a fourth, but the three books that we've already written, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, How to Create a Magical Relationship, and Being Here, are now available as audio books. So you can download them directly to your computer or MP3 player, and Ariel is the person who read the books. So you'll be listening to her reading the wisdom that exists within those books.
I really enjoyed reading the books, and I read them to Shia, and it was really sweet. So if you want to have the audiobook version, Shia and I have recently been going through some of our favorite authors and books that we've read, and been getting the audiobook. And
so we listen to them when we drive from our home in New Jersey into the city.
And I really like it. Even though I've heard the stories before, they go in a different way in listening. So you can go up on our website. We're doing a special, by the way. If you'd like to buy all three books, you'll be paying only for two. So it's up there on our website. You're welcome to it. Go to TransformationMadeEasy.com and go under products and you'll find it about the audiobooks.
We have a caller.
Let's take her.
Susan, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, you make me smile.
Oh, I'm smiling right back. Great to hear you.
Great to hear you too.
What can we do for you, my dear?
Well, I have amazing friends. I have such great people in my life, and I consider both of you some of those people.
Thank you. And we're honored.
We are indeed.
I am. Thank you. And many of my friends that I've met through you guys and on Monday night. And I find my life is so magical because of this support. And transformation and well-being is so effortless when I'm with my friends. And my question is, sometimes when I am alone, my thoughts will overtake me, and sometimes negative thoughts will come in there, and
let me stop you, because
sure.
Negative thoughts are thoughts. That's all they are. Positive thoughts are thoughts. That's all they are. So there's no real difference. The same machine kicks them out.
Chances are you don't resist the positive ones.
And so they just dissolve away. But anything that, which is the third principle, anything that you allow to be the way it is, completes itself. But you're lost in that first principle of disagreeing with what you call negative thoughts. You're stuck with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing, right. too, Susan, is sometimes, quote, negative thoughts have been a habitual companion. They've been friendly. They've been our friends for years, and without listening to those and believing those, we don't know who we are. So, you know, you don't want to ditch your good old friends.
The other thing is we grow up in a climate of complaint. The culture that we grow up in is one that's constantly complaining that what we have is not enough. We aren't far enough along in our careers. We're not good enough at what we do. We're not a great lover. You know, all that stuff.
And right. if you take a look at it...
Do you like the not a great lover thing? I thought it was fun.
You know,
it's my radio show. I can have fun.
You can have fun. You can have fun any area you have.
Our radio show.
Yeah, but from your perspective, it's yours.
That's true. But then again, so are you.
He bought me. He owned me. Susan.
Yeah.
Take a look at your friends now. I know you have some newer friends, like for the last 10 years, and you've morphed into a type of person that is not. Really a slice of the norm. There's an extraordinariness to your life. But if you take a look at, in general, when people get together and it's like, hey, Susan, let's go have a cup of coffee or let's go, you know, get something to eat, they sit down, and when they're socializing...
They're trashing people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why should it be different when you go home and socialize with yourself?
And who you probably have to trash most there is you.
Right, exactly.
Your negative thoughts are not just negative thoughts. They're negative thoughts about you.
You got it.
So the more you practice not trashing anybody ever, the easier it's going to be to let those thoughts float by.
There was a time that Ariel and I lived up in Woodstock, New York, and we rented a cottage that overlooked the Ashokan Reservoir. And the person that we rented it from was the owner of the property, and his house was next door, but he also lived in the city, and so he wasn't there most of the time.
Came up once or twice a month initially.
And then he moved up there permanently. And he wasn't a very nice person. That puts it mildly. And he was always looking to have fights or arguments with us, especially with me. And it became a training ground for me to deal with somebody that was not easy to deal with. And I figured, oh, this is one of those things where I'm learning my lessons in life. But one particularly hot night, Ariel and I couldn't sleep. It was very hot in the summertime, you know, and we went walking down the road, and what we noticed was we were talking about him and all his transgressions. And
mm-hmm.
when we realized it, we said to each other, let's just back out of this compartment. Let's just not even go there. And we did. We let him go. Now, that became a training for us. We realized then we could do it. That became a training where whenever stuff came up that wasn't really a value for us to get lost in and complain to ourselves about, we just didn't go there. And pretty soon, we just never went there. So it's possible.
I love that.
And these, quote, negative thoughts that you have, you don't have to indulge in them. And you know what you could do? You could look and see what they, by getting lost in them or complaining to yourself about them saves you from.
Yeah.
Like that, huh?
Yeah, I love that.
I like that,
that
too.
Very cool.
Because normally, you know, the stuff that we resist saves us from something else.
Right. I love that muscle analogy you guys were talking about, building that muscle.
Right. It really does. Anything you resist, it's like strength training, resistance training.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it stronger and more defined and bigger and sleeker and ready to go, you know? So whatever you're complaining about,
you'll keep it.
You know,
right.
with eyes that are far, now that we're farther removed from having lived next to this fellow who was so challenging to be around, it's very obvious that the person he was hardest upon
was himself.
And it was something he learned. And I saw how he treated his children, and it was in a similar manner. And I'm sure that they've become very strict taskmasters. It was really neat on Monday night. I know you were there.
Yes.
But to tell all the rest of the listeners, Andy, who came to this past weekend we did on the Art of Listening, discovered how hard he was on himself. And he went home, and he hadn't spent a lot of time around his children over the weekend because he was in the course. And normally he reads each night to one or the other of the children. He and his wife switch places. One night it's with one child, one night it's with the other child. And he was sitting with Alex, his 9-year-old, and he said, "I want to tell you what I learned in class today." And he told him how he learned, he told Alex how he learned he was hard on himself and that he didn't have to do that, and that he, if he just saw himself without judging himself, he would be a lot happier. And Alex started to cry because he saw himself and how hard it had been being on himself around school. And it wasn't like unhappy tears, it was like relieving tears. And I thought it was so sweet that Andy could start to share with Alex a new possibility rather than to pass on the legacy of being a harsh taskmaster.
Yeah.
It was very
thank
inspiring.
You guys for showing me that possibility. It's such a gift. Thank you.
It is a gift.
Yeah.
And if I were one of your students, I would betcha I feel really, really lucky to have you as my teacher.
Oh, thank you. I'm lucky to have them. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in today.
Oh, my pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Okay,
Susan.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Oh, that was sweet.
Yes.
What a good friend.
Yes, she is.
You know we have to go to a break.
Yes, I do.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
Yes, we will.
Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Speaking of friendship, if you haven't liked us yet on Facebook, please do. Transformation Made Easy is our Facebook profile. Our organization is called Transformation Made Easy, and would be honored to have you as one of our friends. Something we wanted to talk about today is how life's challenges are so much easier when shared, and life's winning moments are so much richer when shared. And we're using that
as a opportunity to congratulate our friends Joe and Christina for running and completing the New York Marathon this past weekend.
It was really fun to be a part of the process of your training, and you shared the pieces with us. And in fact, I just saw a wonderful video on our Premium Excellence Club with Joe talking about his competitive nature and his preparing for the
marathon.
And then we got to see them both on Monday night with their medals. And it was really fun to cheer them on and to be a part of it. And that is one of the real blessings of friendship. And then also Susan, who was just on the show, told us that her cousin, who was 48 years old, just
up and died from a heart attack without any warning. And it brought home the urgency that people do not bring to their lives as though this day could be their last. You know, we all think, oh, I've got years to go. Maybe. We don't know. And that's not to bring you all down. It's to talk about bringing some urgency to your life. If there are people in your life that you haven't told you love, maybe it's a good time. If there are people that you should call as a friend.
I've been thinking of reaching out to recently. You assume you'll be around tomorrow. But there's a certain sweetness to bringing urgency to taking care of the people in your life. And that's really one of the beauties of friendship, is when you take your attention off yourself and what you think you need and get interested in taking care of others. And you may be surprised how well people start taking care of you, not as a tit-for-tat type of thing, but because you make yourself available for a real interaction to take place when you take your attention off you what you think you need and what you think you're not getting enough of.
Well, you know, I just said to Ariel something on the break about I've noticed that some people don't have friends, and they don't have friends because they do things to push those people away that make advances. See, if you are lost in your own thoughts all the time about yourself, working on what you consider to be your, quote, problems, then even if people do make advances of friendship, you won't see them because you're preoccupied in your thoughts. Just like that woman in Western Australia who was so lost in her thoughts about making more money that she missed the great richness that existed around her in the current moment of her life, or that moment of her life, at least.
And let's go back to listening for a moment. If you're really listening, even when you're speaking, as in you're looking at the person you're speaking to, if you are listening, you will see if you do something that strikes them in a way that's funny or somehow strikes them in a way where you feel they're moving away from you as opposed to moving closer. And you can interact with a person and you can pay attention, and it builds intimacy as opposed to erodes intimacy. We have another caller.
We do.
Let's take him.
Eitan, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I'm here in New
Hi.
Jersey.
Where are you calling in from, Eitan?
I'm from Teaneck, New Jersey.
Okay.
And what can we do for you, sir?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm always, this is, I think, the third time that I was lucky to be on the show. And
it's been a while, though.
Yes, it's been a while, and but I must say that there have been wonderful changes, you know, just by being on the show.
Well, good for you.
I wanted to share it with you first. And
thank you.
I think that when I called for the first time... Yes?
Can I interrupt you for one moment?
Yes.
I just want to let other people know, every show it says, if you want... to call in, call now, callers welcome. It's up on our website. I think sometimes people are afraid to call in. And what Eitan just said is really important. So much happens just in a short conversation, and if you feel to do that for yourself, we encourage it. So
yes.
Thanks, Eitan. What were
yes,
you...
Absolutely. I think it's one thing when you listen, just listen to other people. But once when you're there on the show, it's a whole. It gets to you somehow, even deeper than.
Yeah, you're more participatory because you're asking your question.
Yes, I think that when I first called the show. I was my concerns were really about work, about not procrastinating, about not being able to do certain things that are related to work that were a little bit not as creative or not or boring or things like that, and I would rather do things with my friends, respond to emails from friends, and do that first, and then always leave the other stuff for later. And I think since then I basically went through some due to the show, to being on the show, and things have shifted to almost to the other direction, to the opposite direction, I'm much more happy to do my work, whether it's more interesting, more creative, less creative. And I think that it's got to a point that I neglected, I think, the other end, which means that now I went too far, and I think I lost some of the connections with, the more personal connections with people, friends, can be family, can be things that were sort of pushed away. I feel bad. I sometimes find myself Should I apologize, or, you know, how many times can I apologize? I mean, you can apologize once, twice, but you can't, like, constantly apologize, you know.
Well, Etan, you know, as a friend, I wouldn't require you to apologize all the time if you forget me because your life gets busy, because your job becomes demanding, and you have to handle deadlines at work. I mean, if I'm your friend, I would take that into consideration. I don't think you need to apologize for yourself as much as you think you do.
Because you see, you're still holding yourself as wrong.
I feel that that you know, talking about you know, the death and the, you know, just a few minutes ago. That maybe that's really the moment that you really can understand, looking back at your life, what was really important. And I think that we, I would love to find a way to find some kind of balance, or at least not feel bad about
it. Can I tell you a way of finding some balance?
Sure.
It's to be where you are. See, I think, from what you've said, that while you're at work doing those things that need to get done, you have a conversation with yourself and your thoughts that you should call your friends or email your friends or be in touch with friends, and that your work is somehow stopping you from doing that. So you're not fully at work. When you're at work, you're not fully engaged in what you're doing. You're engaged in thoughts about you should be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that can only lead to dissatisfaction.
See, the other thing is, you can only do exactly what you've done, Eitan. So the moment you find that you've been really consumed with work and you now have a attention on your friends, you can turn your attention on your friends, but it doesn't do any good if you're beating on yourself for having let them fall in the background, because then you're not taking care of them. You're always bringing this damaged version of you to them, and that erodes things rather than builds things.
Yeah, and how much can you apologize for yourself?
Right, right. That's my dilemma, really.
Well, you could give the dilemma up.
See, you're just habituated to being a victim to however it is that you do your life. You cannot do it right enough for you, just so you know. You can't. So maybe you should stop trying.
Yeah, and maybe you could just have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that's cool.
A novel idea. Fun.
Yes. Absolutely. and you know, I feel like that you're absolutely right, that people actually, even though you did not return their email or you did not do, but if they feel that you are a happy person, they sort of accept it maybe, as opposed to just being angry that you sort of ignored them for the last 6 months, for the, you know.
Well, you know what, Eitan,
we're going to have to take a break.
So what you're describing is something slightly different. Can we talk to you more after the break?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Excellent. Hang on.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
Yeah, so
come on back.
Come on back.
Don't
miss.
Mm-hmm.
What, Eitan?
Eitan. What shouldn't they miss?
Okay.
Being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We hear Eitan did not reply to Being Here because he was muted, not because he didn't reply. You there, Eitan?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, so.
I'm there.
Okay, so he said it. We probably all said it together. We were talking about you on the break, and you caught our attention when you said you ignore their emails. And that's something different. In the past, when you spoke to us, if you were not being responsible for work, that's you not wanting to be dominated by the request your lives is making of you. And when you look at, when you say, oh, you hear somebody died and what really mattered is people, yeah, that matters. It does. But also your self-expression into work matters. That it's, for a lot of people, their passion. Everything matters. But if people are writing you emails and you're ignoring them, it's the flip side of the same coin. Work and friends are really no different. It's still you not wanting to be dominated by life's requests.
I see. Okay. Good.
And so I find that, you know, if what you're doing is dealing with your friends instead of doing your work, then you're off thinking, distracted by the work you didn't get done.
Right, and if you're off doing your work rather than be dominated by your friends,
then you're off distracted by your friends while you're at work. It's really about completing things so that you can be wholly present wherever you are.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I'm assuming again that other people, it's always my, my thoughts are always what other people think. How do they, are they insulted? Do they understand? Do they, should I feel bad that, that I didn't, whatever, or I ignored them for a while, or didn't call them to see how they are for, a while?
Well, you could just short circuit the whole thing and be more responsive to
emails.
Responsive to emails when you have the idea to give them a call or jot them a text that you
just do it rather than put it off.
Right.
Use your intuition. So if it becomes an idea for you to do, if you have the thought to do it, they're probably thinking about you at that time too.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you very much
for calling in.
Yes. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you. Yes. And I'm looking forward to be on the show again.
Excellent.
All right.
Sure.
Yep.
Thanks.
You know, I want to invite everybody to the Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer course that we're doing in
New York City
in December. And I know Eitan just got off the call with us. Hopefully he's listening to the rest of the show. We invite you, Eitan, if your schedule permits, because as we were talking with you, we could hear you thinking.
A lot.
And one of the things that I love about the Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer is
your mind gets quiet.
It pulls you into your body, into your being, and you discover it's your presence that matters. It's less about what you can do for your friends and more about being here and being a responsive presence.
A healing presence,
well,
even.
I also wanted to take a moment. Shai and I were talking about it on the break. We wanted to thank our friend Alan Cohen for the tip on these wonderful headsets we use for this show. We were on his radio show, and when we played it back, he sounded so much better than we did.
We asked him what kind of phone system he had, and he told us, and we have them now, and I hope you all are hearing us in higher fidelity.
And I realize that is really the mark of friendship. You can either compete with your friends, or you can do what you can do to have them be as great as they can be.
Right.
I once went to a gal who was a, quote, friend of mine, who was a makeup artist, and because I loved the way she looked. And she gave me a makeup lesson, and I never looked as good as she did, particularly my lips. Her lips were always looked so good. So finally I said to her, you know, Claire, what happened? I just can't do it. And she said, oh, I left out a step because I didn't want you to look as good as me. Now, while I appreciated her honesty, I thought, wow, you know, that's a really interesting thing, how sometimes friends will withhold little pieces of themselves because
they can be the dominant person.
And so that other people don't get ahead of them.
Don't look as good.
And it really is about managing those insecurities.
Petty insecurities. Hey, we got another caller.
Let's take her. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Switzerland.
Excellent.
Because sorry.
Thank you for taking our invite to just call in.
Yeah, I really felt the urge to call you.
Good.
So I did it.
Good
for you. What can we do for you?
I have a question.
Yes.
And it came to me already some days ago, and it's like, how can I be of service, be it for a task or a person, without losing myself and get off my body? Because sometimes it happens that I lose somehow the connection.
Well, you know, if you're really listening to another person, you lose a sense of yourself. You're not there anymore. There's only the listener.
What do you mean get off your body or get out of your body? I'm a little confused by what you mean by that.
Well, I can use an example. I was at a singing course, and I was listening to my teacher, and then I was singing. And, of course, when I sing, I also listen to the accompanist, and somehow I was not really connected.
Well, it sounds as though you were listening to the accompanist, and no two things can occupy the same Stephanie at the same time. So if you're listening to the accompanist, you will be out of touch with yourself in that moment.
Transformation is really about including things. It's including that you have an accompanist who's there to back you up. But somehow when you're saying, I listen to my teacher, I listen to the accompanist, one of the things you do is...
It sounds like you're focusing in, and by doing that, you exclude other things, but you also then, when you exclude them, you're not there any longer.
Yes, this is true.
And in your rendition, somehow it's their fault. I know you're saying that it was something that you did, but somehow in there, it's like it's somebody else's fault.
So.
But why should it be somebody else's fault?
Well, it's not. But in your thoughts, it may be.
And it's not your fault either. There's
Look,
no fault.
You can only be exactly as you are in any moment.
And if you,
you
don't...
You can't do your life wrong, Stephanie.
If you don't
you
resist
do,
being lost, you're suddenly
found. I'll give you a prescription. Have fun.
And be kind to yourself.
And we just ran out of time.
Out
fun
of time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
believe
it, the show is over.
In a flash. We had so much fun.
Being kind to yourself, treating yourself with respect, and having fun, and being honest with yourself, they're all great prescriptions for being a friend to yourself and a friend to others. And thank you for calling
yes,
in today.
Thank you
yes,
very
thank
much
you.
For calling in, Stephanie.
Hey,
Have
everybody.
A wonderful rest of your life.
Well,
you too.
Thank you. We'll be back next week, everybody. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.